Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys. It's Saturday morning, and we are live and local in downtown at the Ultimate Sports Show in Grand Rapids. We've got a great day planned. This place just opened up at 10 o'clock. It's filling up with sportsmen and sportswomen that are here to check out all the latest gear. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and welcome to the Grilling Guys, the craziest smoked-up show on the radio. We're talking meat, morels, honey. It's grilling, baby.
And now we're going to start talking a little walleye. Oh. We have a, not a self-proclaimed, but an industry expert, Lance Valentine from Walleye 101. Lance travels the state and the Midwest putting on seminars on how to catch walleyes, how to use your electronics. We're lucky to have him here. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here.
You're in my sweet spot now. I'm a walleye freak.
All right. Love it. Good on the grill. You guys ever do anything on the grill with a walleye?
Everything's good on the grill.
Well, I know that.
Walleye in particular, yes.
Walleyes are great on the grill.
I just like catching them. I love eating them, but that's my addiction.
They are so fun to catch. You know, they're kind of challenging. You got to do a lot of things right to catch walleyes, but once you get it figured out, they're fairly easy to catch quite a few of them in a hurry, but you got to do a little bit of work before you get there.
Have you ever fished them on Black Lake?
I have fished Black Lake, Burt Lake, Mullock Lake, all those lakes up there. Yeah,
I heard Black's got a pretty good population.
Black Lake is fantastic walleye fishing. We're so blessed here in Michigan. When I was tournament fishing, I've traveled from New York to Montana fishing walleyes, and we have some of the best walleye fishing in the world right here in Michigan. We are so lucky here if you love to walleye fish.
Love me some walleye lips.
Yeah, cheeks. It's not the
cheeks,
lips. It's the cheeks.
Not the lips.
The cheeks are the good part. But
I love the lips.
So Lance, okay, you told me that you teach classes
right.
Pretty much consistently on walleye. So what are the give me the 3-hour class in a 5-minute segment.
In a 5-minute segment here. You know, the biggest thing about catching any fish, for walleye in particular, is walleyes have a tendency to live in the middle part of the water column. They're really easy to see on sonar. So one of the things that we really preach is get to a place where you can actually see fish on your sonar before you start fishing, because, hey, you can't catch any fish if there aren't any there.
Well, that's absolutely right. We just came off the ice fishing season here. It's 80 degrees, but it was not less than 3 or 4 weeks ago. I live on a little lake, and I was out there fishing, and I have my Vexilar
right,
that I use out there, which is my winter sonar, if you will. But so let's talk a little bit about that. You know, you walk into a sporting goods store or a show like this, there's a sea of this electronics. Yeah. What does the average guy look for when he's wanting to buy electronics?
You know, a couple of things that are really important. When you start looking at electronics, you know, power is really important. Look for 3,000 watts of power peak to peak. You'll see peak to peak ratings on you. Look for 3,000 watts of power. Make sure you've got at least 480 vertical pixels. That's going to tell you how good the resolution is. And then make sure you've got a unit by a respectable manufacturer. You know, I work with Lowrance, do a lot of stuff with Lowrance. Hummingbird is doing some good stuff. We really like the Lowrance stuff because of some of the things you can do. Buy a good unit. You know, spend a couple extra $100 at the start, because you're not going to be disappointed as you start to learn. These units can do so much more than what you just turn them on and let them go automatically. That's why we do our classes, teach guys how they can get the most out of their sonar and their GPS. You'd really be surprised at what you can do with these really cool units.
Now, I don't have a boat anymore, but I still have a couple of my fish finders.
Yep.
Can you hook me up with a boat?
Oh, man, I don't know.
I really need a boat. Yeah,
I can take you fishing. I can do that.
One of my fish finders is, it looks like a trolling motor, and you drop it in the water, and
yep,
it's got a side view on it.
The old fishing buddy, yep.
Fishing buddy, that's
yep,
it. I love that thing.
Yep.
Because
yep,
you can look out about 150 feet each way, and if you're not right over them, you can see where they're
at. You know, and the new side imaging technology that Lowrance has come out with, the side imaging and the down imaging, actually is kind of like looking at the water with an MRI. Takes really, really small pictures, real small, slow. slices, and you can actually see detail. So we can actually see fish, a whole different technology than what you're used to, but be able to see fish 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 feet to the side, be able to drive your boat over there and catch them. We use it all the time on the Detroit River. We're drifting down the river, fishing a stretch, and all of a sudden you start to see fish 30 feet to the side of the boat. You wonder why you're not catching it. Well, there aren't no fish there. You slide over 30 feet, all of a sudden you got a bunch of fish on. So using the technology to be where the fish are, you know, fishing almost never is that hard. And we tell guys in our seminars, you know, stop worrying about the thing with the hook. So many guys worry about what they put in the water. Stop worrying about the where, worry about, or stop worrying about the what, worry about the where, you'll start catching more fish.
Grenades work nice.
Grenades work good. You betcha.
So you that's an interesting tip, that the electronics are a real big part of success story.
You know, think about this. Here's how I explain it in my seminars. If you're going deer hunting and you stand in the middle of a 200-acre field, it's completely just 200 acres of mud, you stand right in the middle of that field, put a shell in your gun, put a blindfold on, spin around in a circle, and when you're ready, shoot. Bang. How many guys expect to shoot a deer?
Right.
That sounds absolutely crazy.
It does.
That's how guys fish. They drive out. They put some lures behind the boat. They're not catching anything. They start changing colors and lures. No idea if the fish are even there. No idea how deep the fish are, so they know where to put their baits. No clue. They have no chance of catching a fish. Do the hunting before you get your lures in the water. Use your sonar to find the spot where the fish are. Figure out how deep they are. Get your baits 2 to 6 feet above the fish. You can have the wrong lure in the right place. You'll catch a lot more fish than we'll have in the right lure in the wrong place.
And now these are GPS correlated now too?
Yeah, all the units that we use have sonar and GPS in them both.
So you can mark your spot.
Once you catch a fish, you get right. You save that spot and you can watch fish during the course of the day. Hey, are they moving into the wind? Are they moving against the wind? Where are the fish moving every day? Where's my next trolling pass got to be? You know, and I save that data and I can go back and get those fish 2, 3, 4, 5 days later, a year later, 2 years later. If the weather conditions are the same, the fish will be doing the same thing. I go right back to that spot, get right back on the fish.
So it's a combination of things. You just said weather, probably water temperature,
yep,
location, all of those things. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. It's Saturday morning. We're live down at the Ultimate Sports Show in downtown Grand Rapids. And we got Lance Valentine from Walleye 101 sitting in with us, giving us the tips on the electronics. Sounds like to me that I've been the guy that you're describing, is wash a lot of baits, but was never over any fish. So it's an important tip. We really appreciate that.
You know, and what's really frustrating is a lot of guys will start the day with the best bait for the day. The problem is they never get it where fish can see it. By the time they catch a fish, they've taken it off. They catch something on something they just put out. They think that's the bait, when in reality they had the best bait. They've already put it away. They just never put it in front of some fish.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Lance. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
I want to talk to you later. When we get done here, we're going to cruise over and see you. Right now, we've got Jerry Lee from Great Lakes Salmon with us. And who doesn't love to go out on the Great Lakes and catch some salmon? I mean, we talk about planking salmon. I used to go out with Bill Draper on the Red Boat and just slay the salmon and steelhead, and really love going out on Lake Michigan. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us. So tell us about your business, Great Lakes Salmon. What is that?
Well, I've been innovated on a salmon fishery here now for 30 years as a full-time charter boat captain. Been fishing for 42 years. Excuse me. How's that? I've been a full-time charter boat captain now for 30 years, and it's going into my 31st season. So,
Your boat called?
The Sea Screw. And I fish Lake Michigan out of St. Joe in the spring, Ludington in the fall, and I go over to Lake Erie for walleyes in the month of end of May, all of June, and first part of July. So,
how's Lake Erie these days?
It's just awesome.
Is it still good?
You know, fishery we have here in Lake Michigan, you know, it's the most lucrative fishery in the world for salmon, and Lake Erie is, you know, basically the walleye capital of the world. So, and the Great Lakes fishery we have on Saginaw Bay, and walleye fishing we have throughout the Great Lakes, it's tremendous, and, you know, we can't complain about
it. What are your thoughts about Asian carp?
Ooh, bad word. But, yes, it's anybody listening, it's just get a hold of your federal legislature. We need to push this issue. We need to get funding on this issue. 7 states are involved right now, even Canada. And if this will impact what we have in our great resource in the Great Lakes.
Have they verified any in Lake Michigan yet?
Not firmly, other than DNA sampling and stuff
like that.
Out
of Wisconsin, I heard that.
You know,
the city of Chicago is kind of fighting it, aren't they? What's their problem down there in Chi-Town?
Well, it's the federal government they're fighting. You know, there's different options that they've had and put together and different programming. And millions of dollars have been spent already in trying to keep them out with the electrical wires and so on. But the Obama administration is, you know, stepping up with some. It's a political issue now, and it's an issue that's got to be addressed.
So if we want to go down to St. Joe this spring, hook up with you for some salmon, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can go on my website. It's jerryleesportfishing.com, and all my information is on there. So I'll be starting down there in the middle of April.
And what kind of boat are you running?
I have a 30-foot Cherokee.
Beautiful.
Inboard, red
That'll
charter.
Do the job.
So you got a piano on it, Jerry Lee? Oh, wait, that's a different Jerry Lee.
Chantilly Lace, you fool.
I was a drummer, not a piano player.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks. All right, well, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we've got Chef Dewey and our friend Scott from Allen Bob Sports. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wake up late, honeymoon on your clothes, and take your credit card to the liquor store. Well, that's one for you and two for me by tonight. I've been loaded like a freight train, flying like an aeroplane, feeling like a space brain one more time.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.